News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with Air.
Touchscreens in cars may be on the way out with buttons on the way back in, and it's all thanks to China. Geraldine Herbert is with us, motoring editor for the Sunday Independent. Ger, the Chinese have had enough with touchscreens.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't think it's true. I think touchscreens are here to stay. And I'm sorry now to put a damper on the whole thing, but I just think we'll see more physical buttons. So basically what the Chinese are introducing from July of next year is that all newly manufactured cars in China will have to have physical controls for what they're defining as 19 core safety functions. Now, these cover everything from indicators, hazards, gear selection. You'd imagine these things are physical buttons already. Wipers, emergency SOS calls. So that's what they're going to introduce.
Why?
Well, essentially what they're saying is they're similar to the kind of discussions we've had in Europe about the safety aspect of all of this and the usability. And they've said that the principle should be that a driver should be able to locate and use essential controls without navigating a screen or substantially diverting their eyes from the road. And like, it's common sense. You shouldn't have to take your eyes off the road, you know, to change the volume on the radio or to do things like that. So it's just basically that, you know, the old days when you get into a car and you could physically find, you know, keep your eyes on the road and you could find the button for the climate control or something has long since been eliminated with the touchscreen. So it's about bringing those sort of things back.
This is one of those improvements that made things worse, though, isn't it? And it's largely, I think, driven by Tesla creating a fashion.
Yeah, I think Tesla get a lot of blame for this, but actually the touchscreen is here for a much longer time. Basically, if you go back to 2007 when the iPhone came in, that was the start, really, because it changed the way people interacted with technology and it made screens cheaper. So then car companies thought, you know what, we could kind of replicate that smartphone interface in our cars. Customers did welcome it at the time because it felt familiar. But I think the key thing people were missing is how we use our phones and how we use the screen in the car are completely different things and require totally different approaches. So I think for a while there, you know, car makers and consumers got caught up in this smartphone interface. But, you know, it's time somebody, and I'm glad it's the Chinese or somebody said, listen, enough is enough, folks. You know, when you have to change the gears through a screen, it's time to stop.
I assume one of the challenges, though, is the amount of electronic and the amount of media that is now available in a car. It's very difficult to make a physical button for every single application that exists now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, this was one of the advantages to car makers was that it simplified production, it reduced costs. It also makes recycling parts of the car much cheaper and much easier to do when you have it all within a screen. So yeah, I mean, it is going to cause huge problems. But I think this is going to happen very slowly, because the thing is, the Chinese will introduce that now. And obviously, car makers who supply cars to China are not going to do separate cabins for Europe and China. So we'll see these changes coming into European cars. We already know the Euro NCAP requires, you know, again, they have a list of kind of core functions and you won't get a 5-star rating if you don't do it. But again, it's only for brand new cars to the market. So it takes a long time, Anton, for these things to filter through all of the new cars, let alone the used, you know, car market. So, you know, we'll be dealing with fiddly screens for quite a long time yet.
A lot of texts asking things like, is having a mobile phone in one hand and the wheel in the other much safer than taking your eyes off the road? In other words, are the touch screens now as dangerous as messing with your phone?
Yeah, I mean, there should be more research on this, but there isn't. For years, there was research on the dangers of mobile phones and how physically holding a phone was a really, really bad idea because you were taking your eyes off the road. Much less research on touchscreens. It is something that is coming under scrutiny now. And there has been various studies. A Swedish car magazine did a study a few years ago, and they found that it's up to 4 times longer to change controls in a touchscreen car. Like, that's the worst of it. Then it did. I think they got a 20-year-old Volvo with physical buttons, and they found it was, you know, much, much easier. So yeah, I think all of this is coming under scrutiny now. But as I said, it's very slow to change.
Tech saying the less nonsense in a car means the less nonsense that can break. Make cars simple again. Another, go back to analog everything. I miss it. The analog is returning, though, to some of the mechanical parts of the car. China also mandating that door handles will have to be mechanical.
Yeah, again, safety issues there. So that's coming in January 2027. There has been issues where, you know, these flush door handles have caused awful problems. So yeah, I mean, it's coming down to safety. And I mean, I think like car manufacturers just got carried away. If it could be done, it was done. The other thing as well, I mean, Anton, for us here in Ireland, those touchscreens are set up for left-hand drive cars. So they're set up to be operated with your right hand because predominantly people are right-handed. Whereas we're dealing with them through where most of us are using our left hand, which isn't our dominant hand. So that adds to the complexity for Irish drivers as well. So, you know, we just get ignored in this whole discussion.
They also provide a challenge, which is that if you're dealing with the physical button, you have the capacity to rest your hand on the adjoining buttons to press it, whereas you've nowhere to rest the hand on the touchscreen without making it do something you don't want it to do.
Yeah, it'd probably, God knows what, turn on the air conditioning or change your seat or something, the position of your seat. Yeah, and I mean, it's just the layers of menus as well that you have to go through for some of the changes. And I've had cars recently where opening the glove box, now I know you're not going to be driving and opening the glove box, but you've had to wade through, you know, various different menus to actually get to the glove box or to change the mirrors. So, I mean, it's just actually got silly at this stage.
Another text, old cars, you could learn where buttons are through muscle memory and never take your eyes off the road. Not possible with a massive screen. Ger, thank you very much. That is Geraldine Herbert, who is motoring editor of the Sunday Independent.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.